Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Yellow Bird Sings by Jennifer Rosner, read by Anna Koval, with an exclusive author's note read by the author. Part 1. The girl is forbidden from making a sound, so the yellow bird sings. He sings whatever the girl composes in her head. High-pitched trills of piccolo, low-throated growls of contrabassoon. The bird chirps all the musical parts save percussion, because the barn rabbits obligingly thump their back feet like bass drums, like snares. The lines for violin and cello are the most elaborately composed. Rich and liquid smooth, except when fear turns the notes gruff and choppy. Music helps the flowers bloom. When the daisies grow abundant, the bird weaves a garland for the girl to wear on her head like a princess, though no one can see. She must hide from everyone in the village. Soldiers, the farmhouse boys, the neighbors too. The lady with squinty eyes and blocky shoes just dragged a boy down the street and returned, smug and straight-backed, cradling a sack of sugar like a baby. When giants tromp past, the bird holds up in a knot in the rafter, silent and still. Tending the garden must wait. The girl, music trapped inside, buries herself under hay. She imagines her mother whispering their nightly story or whisper singing her favorite lullaby. She holds tight to her blanket and tries to fall asleep, sniffing in vain for the faded scent of home. Chapter 1. Poland. Summer 1941. A brooding heat permeates the tight space of the barn loft, no larger than 3 strides by 4. The boards are rough-hewn and splintery, and the rafters run at sharp slants, making the pitch too low for Roża to stand anywhere but in the center. Silken webs wad the corners, and thin shards of sunlight bleed through cracks. Otherwise, it is dark. Kneeling, Roża pats down a dense pad of hay for Shira to lie on. She positions her by the wall across from the ladder, then covers her with more hay. Roża makes a spot for herself in front of her daughter, angled so she can keep her eyes on the door. Her heart still hammers in her chest. Not an hour ago, Henrik's wife, Kristina, barreled in to corner a chicken and discovered them crouching behind a hay cart. Roża swallowed a startled gasp and tightened her hold on Shira. Kristina's eyes darted to the wall hung with tools, trowels and spades, shovels, a pitchfork. Then she slowly backed out. A few moments later, Henrik stepped in. His expression was deeply troubled, but his hands held 2 potatoes each. "We have boys of our own. We'll all be killed." The dirt-packed floor shuddered beneath Roża's feet. There were prizes for denunciations. A bag of sugar per Jew. Her mind raced with what currency she could offer. Yeast and salt from the bakery, coins, 3 of her grandmother's rubies sewn into the hem of a coat. If necessary, her wedding ring.